This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, Chelsea, I have three different articles for you to choose from. Not all of them are necessarily doom and gloom, so...
Okay. Oh, have you sorted them for me to choose?
Well, I have three. I'm going to give you a vague idea of the topics. One is de-extinction. One is Financial Times, and one is astronomy.
Okay, well, I'm definitely not choosing anything financial. So let's go with de-extinction.
Okay. Did you hear about the direwolf that was cloned recently?
I did, actually.
Oh, good.
Funnily enough.
Because this is in line with it.
Would you like me to tell you about it?
This article is on that and kind of the things that weren't talked about when everything was pumped through the news system with it. So
okay.
This one comes from a site that we've used many a time, Live Live Science. We're never sure how to pronounce it.
Okay, I'm familiar.
Only we were able to look into this at some time in our spare time, but we will not.
It'll forever be a mystery.
This came out April 9th, 2025 by Sasha Pear. And it is titled, Colossal De-Extincted Direwolf Isn't a Direwolf and It Has Not Been De-Extincted, Expert Says.
I love where this is going.
An announcement on Monday, April 7th, scientists revealed to the world that they have brought back long-extinct direwolves with genetic engineering. Researchers with biotechnology company Colossal Biosciences shared images of three adorable Snow White pups, which they said marked the world's first de-extinction. I don't think that's necessarily true, but let's not get into this now.
Okay, fair enough.
Also, even if they're claiming that. Direwolves, which were made famous by HBO's television series Game of Thrones, went extinct at the time of the last Ice Age. By creating lookalike pups, Colossal CEO Ben Lamb said that the company has, quote, made healthy direwolf puppies, end quote, and resurrected these predators after more than 10,000 years of de-extinction. But many experts say the language used by Colossal to describe these creations is misleading. Quote, what Colossal have produced is a gray wolf with dire wolf-like characteristics, end quote. Nick Rollins, an associate professor and co-director of the Otago Paleogenetics Laboratory at the University of Otago, told the New Zealand Science Media Center, quote, this is not a de-extincted direwolf, rather it's a hybrid, end quote. To make the pup, scientists extracted DNA from two prehistoric direwolf fossils, a 13,000-year-old tooth discovered in Sheridan Pit, Ohio, and a 72,000-year-old ear bone from American Falls in Idaho. Using this DNA, the researchers pieced together a partial direwolf genome, which they then compared with the genomes of the direwolf's closest living relatives, including wolves, jackals, and foxes. Based on their results, the scientists selected the gray wolf as an egg donor to, quote, bring back, end quote, direwolves. Despite the two species not actually being that closely related, experts said. Quote, new information shows that the original direwolf itself was not really a wolf, end quote, David Mack, an adjunct professor specializing in wolf ecology and behavior at the University of Minnesota and senior research scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey, I guess that probably should say former at this point because he's probably been fired from that, told Live Science in an email. Evolutionarily speaking, direwolves split from wolves roughly 6 million years ago, forming an entirely separate group from modern-day gray wolves. Quote, direwolves are in their own genus, so a very different species, end quote. Philip Sedon, a professor of zoology at the University of Otago, told New Zealand Science Media Center. Quote, the African jackal might be more closely related to direwolves, end quote. De-extinction requires egg cells from a living animal to hold and grow the genetic material of the animal scientists want to create. Having selected gray wolves to perform this step, colossal scientists then collected cells from gray wolf blood samples and modified them to resemble the cells they found in direwolf fossils. Using CRISPR gene editing technology, the team made a total of 20 edits in 14 genes that they identified as important in giving direwolves their distinctive traits. Next, in a similar process as the one used to clone Dolly the sheep in 1996, the scientists inserted the modified cell's DNA into a gray wolf's egg cells, whose own genetic material had previously been removed. At this point, the gray wolf egg cells contained all the genetic information required to build the wolves with some of the defining characteristics of direwolves. The egg cells were then left to mature in the lab, and the resulting embryos were implanted into the wombs of domestic dogs, which are technically a subspecies of the gray wolf. Colossal's first direwolf puppies, and direwolf is in quotations, Romulus and Remus were born October 1st, 2024, meaning they are now 5 months old adolescents. According to Colossal, they are being held and continually monitored in a nature preserve surrounded by 10-foot tall fencing. That doesn't really sound like a nature reserve. Quote, they will live out their life in a luxurious preserve under human care, end quote. Bridget von Holt, a professor of evolutionary genomics and epigenetics at Princeton University, who collaborates with Colossal on the project, told Live Science in an email. Quote, as many have seen with previously cloned animals, their health always remains unpredictable and of potential concern, end quote. A third pup, Khaleesi, was born on January 30th, 2025. It's unclear how dangerous these animals are, but their behavior is unlikely to differ dramatically from that of a captive gray wolf, especially as they have been constantly surrounded by humans, von Holt said. Quote, lots of captive wolves are handled by humans. Some remain submissive with their humans even as adults, while others mature into more aloof, standoffish animals. I expect the dire wolves will be no different, end quote. Romulus, Remus, and Khaleesi will not be released into the wild, but in the future, Colossal said it will consider options to introduce animals into, quote, secure and expansive ecological preserves potentially on indigenous land, end quote. But some experts doubt very much that these introductions would be successful. Quote, any release of the wild would be fraught with negative PR and legal consequences, which would probably also be the case with any of the other types of newly created animals, end quote, Meck said. Regarding the direwolf specifically, Meck said there is a question mark over how they might fit into modern ecosystems. Quote, they occupied an entirely different ecological niche than exists today, end quote, he said. Many experts have criticized Colossal's announcement, but some have also praised the technological breakthroughs the company made along the way. Quote, certainly this involves advances in genetics technology, and these might have applications for the conservation of existing species, end quote, said. One species that is already benefiting from the Colossal's breakthrough is the red wolf, the world's most endangered wolf. The company announced the birth of 2 litters of cloned red wolves on Monday, boosting the number of red wolves held in captivity in the US and offering new hope to the species. But at the end of the day, Colossal's claim that it has resurrected the direwolf is spurious, Seddon and others have said. Quote, Colossal compared the genomes of the direwolf and the gray wolf, and from about 19,000 genes, they determined that 20 changes and 14 genes gave them a direwolf, end quote, Roland said. Moreover, Colossal's, quote, direwolves, unquote, aren't technically the world's first de-extinction. Oh good, they answered that. In 2003, scientists in Spain cloned an extinct wild goat species known as the Picardo or the Pyrenean Ibex. A baby goat was born, but it died 7 minutes later due to a lung defect.
Oh my God.
The announcement on Monday means that, quote, we have GMO wolves and might one day have GMO Asian elephants. But for now, extinction really is forever, end quote, said and said. That's the end of the quote. That's the end of the article.
Okay. Can I share my screen with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to thinking while you were speaking. You see it?
Oh, they got the puppies up there. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, those aren't puppies. Those are full growns.
This is like some crazy Jurassic Park. First of all, this is the most fancy website I've ever been on.
It does really look like an advertisement for like Pacific Northwest Park or something
it,
like that.
It is crazy. Okay. I just was taking a look through this website while you were talking. And it is, I just have to go through it. Wait, look at this. I'm showing Taylor the colossal.com website actually. And I'm on the heading for de-extinction. There's a few things that I wanted to point out to you on here, because this is, I mean, I'm surprised that I don't see any T-Rexes or raptors on here. Look at this, rebuilding extinct species for existence today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, just wait.
Oh, they got some woolly mammoths. Wow. This is fully just PR.
It is. And I'm not seeing any mention of meatballs at all, by the way.
Well, you got to get to the food court part of this.
Yeah.
Because Jurassic Park had a food court.
So down here, when I scroll on, see, we're right here, we're in the human causation section.
Yeah.
There's one where we can go to all the species that are about to go extinct that they would like to eventually replace. Here, we're in the extinction stats. Anyhow, I think I lost it, but I just wanted to show you how beautiful this website was, first of all. Oh, that right is... here. Endangered animal backup.
Oh, good. That doesn't sound like one of the problems we talked about with de-extinction.
Nope. Seems like...
Is that Kathy Bates?
It does look a lot like short-haired Kathy Bates. It's Alta Caro, though. Anyhow, that was just a lot of you listening to us scroll through a website.
You couldn't even hear the scrolling.
Oh.
Poor guys. I just really want to emphasize that this website really seems to downplay the fact that we talked about in the de-extinction episode. If you want to go learn more about it, go listen to it. But basically, if we think we can clone or bring a species back from extinction or not have to worry about an endangered species because we can clone them, it takes away the impact of people having to worry about other species.
Oh yeah, there's a huge impact
because
with
we
that.
Can just clone them back. And that website worried me a lot with how they're just kind of downplaying that, or at least using it for advertising.
Yeah, it's like, don't worry, science. But the other worrisome thing, like, how about like reintroducing these kinds of things back into our environment? Because nature like evens itself out, and then you're just like, dire wolves.
Yeah. And I just, because I found this article on Reddit, I was reading through it. It's not on this, but it's on another one of the dire wolves posts. Found a really good comment from somebody named Saint Ulverman, was posted 23 days ago, which would be April 7th from when we're recording. And they said, I'm a geneticist myself, though I have different specialty. I've never done any work like this, but I'm paid to know a lot about this. One thing they don't seem to have done anything specific to account for is that dire wolves weren't wolves. They were about as separate from wolves as chimpanzees are from humans. Jackals and African wild dogs are more closely related to wolves than dire wolves.
That makes sense. It's just like a mammoth. Like, you can't recreate a mammoth in itself.
No, exactly. So there were definitely more than 20 differences between what they actually sampled and the wolf genome they used. Change 20 genes in a human and you might get something that looks like a chimpanzee if you've done a really good job of picking the right 20 genes, but you're still going to get something that is very genetically different from a chimpanzee because you started from a human and most of its genes were human. The same applies here. So although right. This is very interesting work that helps us observe the effect of old genes from a popular understanding, it's really important to note that these are actually not real dire wolves yet. They're wolves whose genes have been edited to be a bit more like dire wolves.
But that's scary though, isn't it? That feels like a horror movie starting. It's like, we are...
It really does.
Yeah, and it could go horribly wrong.
The fact that they even say these will never be released into the wild because they don't really know how cloning will impact anything when they do it. Because it can just go so horribly wrong so easily.
Scary. And I misspoke. It's not like the mammoth at all because they had mammoth DNA to create those meatballs. And what they're doing with the dire wolf is they're trying to recreate its DNA. They don't have any actual DNA from it, right?
No, they did have DNA. They had two samples.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it is
the then same. They cloned it through the genetics of a wolf.
So where's the company with the dire wolf meatball?
That is a great question, but there's no evidence that a dire wolf's going to be more delicious than a wolf, and we don't make wolf meatballs.
No, I don't eat meat, but I would fully imagine that a woolly mammoth meatball would be way better than a
it's
dire
gotta
wolf.
Be worth it.
I mean, who's trying it though? No one. So
that's a great question.
I know. I'm full of them.
But yeah, I mean, you guys got 48 hours now. Go explore that website. See how our major issues that we've caused this planet have no impact on the future because we can just bring everything back.
Don't let them rope you in. Bye.